This is the Drama Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 3. It's very possible that you have a level of confusion about conflict, criticism, and drama, especially if you're someone who worries about looking needy, dramatic, too sensitive, or like a psycho. In fact, it's very possible that if you've ever attempted to appear needless or low maintenance, or you've erupted due to feeling marginalized and neglected, it's because you were afraid of your needs causing drama or of looking like someone who creates drama. To be clear, drama doesn't equal all conflict and criticism. These are two of life's inevitables, along with stress, loss, rejection, and disappointment, but also conflict and criticism are crucial to the health and wealth of our relationships. We don't experience intimacy with people who we are not very honest and authentic with. Referring to or regarding all conflict and criticism as drama is harmful to you and your interpersonal relationships. You're going to disregard your needs, expectations, desires, feelings, and opinions, or you'll dismiss those of others. Drama is what results when we're in conflict and criticism situations from a place of being the victim, rescuer, or persecutor. These create expectations, woundedness, and entitlements that lead to blame, shame, tension, frustration, and resentment. Drama also isn't just about what might be regarded as the undesirable outcome, so conflict, criticism, stress, loss, rejection, or disappointment. It's also about repeating patterns of thinking and behavior in general that cause us to operate in ways that keep us small, in pain, fear, and guilt, and basically stuck in the past. The truth is, the situations that arise from playing a role allow us to justify feelings and beliefs that we want to keep having. If we've made up our mind that we're not good enough, that we always come last, that our family favoritizes someone over us, and so we basically feel special, albeit in a negative way from this role, being, for instance, the rescuer, we'll keep the feelings and story alive. It is a distraction from having to take responsibility for ourselves and or from having to address the real issue. Drama is also a way of turning the temperature down on our life when it's going well or of emptying out anxiety. So, if we don't feel worthy of good things that are happening in our life because we're used to, for example, experiencing life at the equivalent of 170 degrees Celsius, and our successes are taking us to, for example, 220, we'll create drama to bring us back into line, to lower the temperature. If, on the other hand, we are anxious and so grappling with feelings around uncertainty, being out of control, and fear of what might happen, creating drama is like a release valve. It allows us to feel as if we're back at the helm, even though it doesn't address the real issue or leave us feeling better in the long run. This is why drama and these roles are intrinsically linked. Because we play these roles, we inadvertently and sometimes consciously manipulate people into playing the other roles to bring our inner conflicts out into the open. Or we allow others to manipulate us to bring out their inner conflicts. This is where, whether we or others admit it or not, a level of game playing takes place. We might, for instance, play a role that causes us to lose now so that we can win big later. So it's like the pursuit of a reward. It is possible to disagree with someone, to give feedback, you know, to basically have an issue with somebody and not be in any of these roles. Yes, it is. In fact, it's possible to interact with humans, including our family, and not be in any of these roles, or to shift out of them when we become aware of their presence. In those situations, one or both parties, or more, are coming from a place of love, care, trust, and respect, and there is no hidden agenda. Fact of the matter is, when we are not aware of why we're doing what we're doing, it seems like an issue is way bigger than what it is. And on the flip side, we'll play down larger issues. And we only do this because we have our eye on something else that we're trying to get or avoid. This is why we experience sameness. A handy question that I get clients to ask themselves when a problem comes around again and again, or they feel caught up in drama, is, what is the purpose of me having this problem? Or what is the purpose of me having this drama? This helps to increase self-awareness, often quickly diffusing issues that moments before seemed catastrophic or the most important thing on earth. Recognizing that conflict and criticism are a part of life, but that suffering and the drama element is optional, helps us to pick and choose our battles, to be more aware of agendas that have previously been well hidden, even from ourselves, but also to confront issues rather than hiding away from them. See you in the next session.